Hey, spooky friends. See, now you're making it weird.
No, I'm not.
You're making it weird now. I say, hey, spooky friends, and you're supposed to say, welcome to the show, or
you just said that,
greatest show alive.
Here, that's two things you've said to introduce the show. I'll say Merry Christmas and Happy Christmas to everybody watching, and welcome to Hey Spooky Friends.
The podcast.
The podcast.
See, that was good.
So how do you want to start this?
Well, I was about to start it.
You should start it because it's your catchphrase.
I'm trying to start it.
But I'm the draw.
Hey Spooky Friends.
And Happy Christmas. It's the first one. This is the first podcast.
The first podcast. And we've never done a podcast before.
I'd done a podcast, but I wasn't very happy with it. I think that this podcast, though, is a totally different thing.
Why is this one going to be different?
Well, because there's two people having a conversation about what it is we love the most, and that's the strange, the unusual, and the somewhat bothersome.
Yeah, some of us are somewhat bothersome.
That would be me. But no, in all honesty, you and I, Catherine, we are huge fans for the unusual. And we both have TikTok channels that cover so many different subject matters. You're more on the ghost side. I'm more on the cryptozoology.
And dead bodies.
Weird stuff.
Skulls.
Yeah.
Cursed hands. Cursed objects.
Everything. You were in my house last night. You saw...
A spoon in his house, just a random spoon, like old spoon.
Yeah.
And I touched it, and that's when you said there was cursed objects, and immediately my shoulder started to ache.
Yeah, because that is an absinthe spoon that was used in the 1800s in France, and then used as a murder weapon in the bar.
That'll do it.
Hallucination on
That'll
absinthe.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been like
wormwood.
A
wormwood. Like ever had absinthe before?
No.
It's a weird high.
Huh.
I don't like getting high or drinking or anything like that, but I have had real absinthe about 15 years ago.
Mm.
And it kind of gave everything an aura. It was very unusual.
Ooh. Did it remind you of fairyland?
Yeah, you know what? It did. Everything was extra colorful, kind of like this sweater.
By the way, can we talk about your sweater? It's so...
I just got it at Spencer's Gifts to those
Not
listening.
Sponsored.
Not sponsored, but you can if you like. And then you fixed it so it can glow.
It can glow! So it's a Von Krampus sweater.
Which is one of today's
and
subject
I'm
matter.
I'm straight out of North Pole.
I like that. I like
you
that.
You know, just the mother truckers singing ho ho.
Yeah. So I went to the Dufferin Mall to finish some holiday shopping. And I went into Spencer's Gifts and I was looking at t-shirts. I call them my middle-age crisis shirts. You know, the ones I get that have like, Timmy needs a visitor, and it has like the little kid getting killed.
Yeah, I like those.
You know, those shirts, and they have
summoning
so many.
Friends, it's like
yeah,
demons.
Summoning demons. Yeah. I call those my middle-aged crisis shirts because I'm trying to be a 13-year-old emo kid wearing them. But I love those shirts. But they had this, and it was the only one they had left. And I thought, you know what? It's a sign.
Yeah, because we decided that today, because Christmas is nigh upon us, that we would actually talk today about Krampus.
Yeah, and all sorts of other spooky holiday creatures that...
Cryptids?
Cryptid. Well, I'm sure that he's kind of a cryptid.
They're more myths, but...
Yeah.
You know, it
he's
had
a
to
demon.
Come...
He's a devil. He's a demon.
It had to come from somewhere. And I actually watched the movie Krampus recently.
Oh, it's so bad.
Not a very big fan of horror movies, but I really liked when he was like, to the old lady's face.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, touch me. You know, like, you know, it's been a while.
Just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you know, if you're attracted to a 6-foot demon with horns and really long nails, either you like back scratches or there's something going on up here.
That's right. There's something definitely going on up in there. No, I didn't really like that movie. I got about maybe 30 minutes into it. And
did you fall asleep because you're elderly? Or?
Well, that too. I fell asleep during Dune. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was like supposed to be, everyone was so excited about Dune. It was like going to be the biggest show.
Well, it was a great movie, but I thought it was a little dry.
Oh my God, Crit. It's because it's the desert.
Yeah.
See, that's why
those
he's saying
who didn't
that.
Do those. You're going to get a lot of this in this podcast.
By the way, we haven't officially even introduced who we are.
Yes.
We're like 5 minutes in.
That's okay.
We're not
I'm
very
sure they
good at
kind of
yet.
Know who we are because the first people listening are already part of our friend circle or following us already on social media.
They're our spooky friends.
Friends. You see what we did there?
You're
our spooky friends. We're spooky friends.
We are spooky friends, yes.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Mysterion. Magician.
Mentalist.
Mentalist.
Big difference. You know the difference between a mentalist and a magician?
Yeah.
We charge more.
Well, you did do that coin trick, and I'm still looking for it.
Oh, yeah. That's a magic trick.
Yeah.
I did that for you for your Christmas get together.
Yeah, there was a coin. He did a magic trick with my dog, and my dog was like thoroughly blown away. The treat disappeared.
Yeah.
Find it.
Good to know at least some people enjoy my act.
Yeah, some. Yeah. and so I'm Catherine the Great from TikTok. If you are joining us from TikTok, welcome.
Welcome. And if you are not following me, it's at Dr. Mysterion. And if you're not following Catherine, it's...
at Catherine the Great.
There you go.
Or if you're on Instagram, it's the Spooky Friends Club. We're not a cult. We're all just really easily led.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the Spooky Friends.
So, this is what we're here to do, is we're here to talk about some fun things. We have a lot of different subject matters lined up for the upcoming week. So we're going to do one every week. We're going to launch it. It's launching tonight on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then we're going to have one every week. We'll figure out what day that
we'll launch on.
Maybe Sunday or something, whatever.
We're making it up as we go along.
Making it up as we go along. Just like my act.
Oh.
Just like my entire life. Just kind of making it up as it goes along.
You
know, this is driving me nuts. Watch this.
You get there. Ooh.
Magic.
Magic.
For those
good.
Listening, I just turned off my
sweater. If you could make my bills disappear.
Oh, I haven't heard that before 800 times at corporate events.
That is such a 50-year-old joke.
Oh,
no
my
offense
God.
To 50-year-olds.
No,
but...
you know, and I'm almost 50. One of the things I always get at corporate events is I get, can you make my wife disappear? Ha, 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 ha.
That's like the...
I have to pretend it's funny.
That's like the retail person's... what are they called? A retail...
Salesperson?
The person at the till. If it doesn't scan, it's free. Like,
yeah.
I know they want to murder the person.
Yeah.
And I would watch, honestly. Yeah. It's a former retail assistant. Yeah,
it's true. You have your Christmas shopping done?
Yes, very good. I have finished my Christmas shopping early. It's a record. Most people are getting booze.
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
No, I don't drink.
I'm your present this year.
Oh, please. I'm going to return it. My God. That's, yeah, you know, that's called re-gifting.
Yeah, you can re-gift me. Make sure that they are strong, attractive, and maybe rich.
There we go.
Maybe smart, because I don't
want
to get too bored.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
Unless it's Bat Boy. He can do
Bat Boy from World Weekly News.
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
Yeah. I was talking to them not too long ago, well, about a year ago now.
Yeah.
And we should get back in contact with them. Maybe we can do something and join up with World Weekly News and do something with our... I found out... first of all, he was running for president. He was both left-wing and right-wing.
Ah, good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't really been paying any attention to Bat Boy lately in the media.
Yeah. He's kept a low profile.
He's kept a very low profile.
Is he seeing anyone?
Some would say he's under the radar... Get it? It's a bat reference.
I mean, I hope you're all laughing.
No, they're not.
No.
They're not laughing.
They're just like, you just heard like an eye roll of 1,000 people.
So before you turn off the podcast, we need
to
get to it. Exactly. So, you know, I remember being told when I was a kid that if I was bad, Santa would bring me coal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much the extent of the threats on Christmas. But if you look back, there are some seriously traumatizing concepts that were... used to try and discipline children to behave all year.
And I've got, okay, so we can get into some of those creatures, specifically Krampus.
Yeah.
But I also have a shocking theory about Saint Nick.
Hmm.
Saint Nick is kind of a dick.
Why?
Because every time someone, let's say, murders children, he raises the kids from the dead so they honestly know what has happened to them.
Mm.
And then he enslaves the creatures that have done
Yeah, that's
it.
Right.
Enslaves.
That's where the elves come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that that's the, basically the, I don't know, what word I'm
the
looking for.
The basis of it, right.
The basis of it.
So Santa will come through, or Saint Nick will come through, and he'll be like, oh, like, you're naughty, you get coal, and you were not, like, who the hell are you to judge me, first of all, Saint Nick?
Mm.
Second of all,
hold on. Well, I'm going to tell you why he has the right to judge you, because he's giving you something. You either get a gift.
I never asked for it.
Well, you don't have to ask for
it. But I don't want to be punished if I didn't ask for something.
I know. I wonder if he goes to the houses of the non-faithful. He would only go to the houses of the faithful, of Christians. He wouldn't go to the houses of other people from other denominations. Like, I mean, if you look back in history, Saint Nick wasn't a part of, let's just say, the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know, so, you're kind of are already wrapped up into this.
Mostly, I find that the story of St. Nick is mostly European.
It's very, it's like only European, European, of course.
And somewhat like kind of Germanic.
Yeah, Germanic, and, yeah. And you know his, well, St. Nicholas, he's buried. Obviously, he was a real human being. He was a, I believe he was a priest or a...
Yeah,
like, I can look it up. But his body right now, it's just all soap. His whole casket is just encased in this like grave wax, you know? Yeah. I've always wanted to take a chunk of it, and I can have Santa soap.
I wonder what it tastes like, just out of morbid curiosity.
It probably tastes like soap.
So he was a bishop of Greek descent from the maritime city of Myra. In Asia Minor, and he did a lot.
I can sing in Asia Minor.
Oh.
Anyway, go on.
So I'm trying to figure out exactly what he was the saint of.
He is the patron saint of children, I believe.
He's from Turkey originally. Oh, that's right. He much admired for his piety and kindness. He became the subject of many legends. It's said that he gave away all of his inherited wealth. And traveled the countryside helping the poor and the sick. I do sort of regret calling him a dick.
Yeah, you're not getting anything for Christmas this year. I just want to make that very clear. I have not slammed on Santa Claus this entire podcast, and I will not.
But you know what?
Let me ask you a question. Who in their right mind would slam on Santa Claus to one day that he's coming tonight? Tomorrow morning, he's looking right now, he's going, you know what, Catherine, you fucked up. And then your name is scratched off one list and put
you
on the other.
What? I'm not going to live my life by another man's rules.
I like that, but yeah. we're talking about the big fat man with the beard. And I'm not talking about the rabbi. I'm talking about Santa Claus.
I mean, if a fat man with a beard has the balls to tell me how to live my life.
Even my
I'll
name.
Take the coal. I'll
even
take
my
it.
Name is based around this holiday, Christmasterion.
Christmas cereal.
But you never thought of that before.
No, my name is Catherine after the saint who said, no, men are not good enough for me, and unless you're prettier than me, smarter than me, and richer than me, you can't have me. And not a man could, except for G.O.D., you know what I'm saying?
Oh, G.O.D., the original
yeah,
G?
So, yeah, the original G. Yeah. But I, you know, back to...
The O.G.
The O.G. The O.G.
The O.G.G.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God, we're so embarrassing right now.
I know. This is
Square white guys trying to white people making
white people shit.
remember on Wonder Chosen? Have you ever watched Wonder Chosen?
No.
Look it up. Anyway, they had one song about white people having fun, and it was just all stock footage of really bad square dancing and
I've heard
people
of this
playing
before.
Football, like just yeah. really dry. Anyway. White people shit. Like
I actually sing that a lot when I do stuff like buying pumpkin spice latte or...
Oh, no.
Yeah, getting really excited about...
socks?
Know, stuff. Yeah. Oh,
I love socks.
You see mine?
I do.
Your Halloween socks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show them on camera because I've already had too many offers
holes
on Instagram.
In them. Ooh,
no. There's skulls,
no,
there's pumpkins.
No.
This one's doesn't match the other, so this one has candy corn on it. You know, you've got to represent.
You do.
Even if it doesn't match, it doesn't
That's
matter.
Right, it doesn't matter. You can't know. See it. So back to Krampus.
Krampus, so...
He would visit... And Saint Nick would give little gifts like maybe treats like walnuts or dried fruit, maybe an orange,
yeah,
a little tiny toy of some kind,
yeah.
And that would be what you got if you were a good child. But if you were a bad child, you would be whipped with basically reeds. They would basically take you. He would take you and whip you with reeds.
Yeah.
There's also images of Krampus putting children in a sack. And then setting the sack on fire.
No, and taking them to hell.
And taking them to hell.
No, but hear me out. He did. He beat them with birch sticks.
Birch sticks.
But the Christians changed it to like whipping.
Yeah.
Because they're into that. Mm-hmm. So okay, just let's back up and tell everyone who doesn't know what Krampus is, because I'm sure there's maybe like four
people
that
listening
know.
Right now. So Krampus is
a horned anthropomorphic creature.
Deity.
And he's mostly
he's a
featured.
Demon.
He's mostly
a demon.
Featured in alpine folklore.
Yeah.
So you're thinking like
Bavaria,
Germany, Switzerland.
Yeah, that type of
the
thing.
Former Bavaria. And then it does go out everywhere because I don't want to leave anyone out. I know
he goes into the Netherlands too,
yeah,
and areas like that. Essentially, he looks like the devil. He has cloven feet, big horns,
yeah,
a long tongue.
Hell yeah.
He's got chains on his wrists.
And the chains are meant to scare you.
Yeah.
It's the guilt that you carry. He carries the guilt and then takes you.
Yeah. And he has a sack on his back. Like, not does. A sack, a woven basket.
And almost. He takes those kids to hell. But he actually comes on December 5th, ahead of Christmas, and that's when he takes all the bad little boys and girls away and right. delivers them to hell.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, before we even continue about Krampus, the idea of this type of creature that is doing this type of thing yeah. goes pre-Christian.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's pre-Christian. It goes yeah, back yeah. into pagan rituals and yeah. the idea of around the time of the winter solstice.
Yep.
And there's all these different types of characters like this that created this Krampus
Absolutely.
Myth.
Yeah.
yeah or
yeah.
legend or folklore.
And it was always a way to sort of keep the kids out of the fields after dark. That's how it started with the pagan religions, is yeah. to say, like, don't misbehave or else something bad will happen. But who's to say, devil's advocate here, as I am, where do you think it comes from, though? Do you think there's, like, actually a creature that would have attacked the children and scared them? I think there's something there where perhaps there was, like, a mountain lion or something would take the kids. And if the kids were being bad and sort of, like, away and out...
I mean, every culture has, you know, the wolf in the forest type...
Yeah.
You know, wolf in the woods type tale to warn children.
There's actually a Christmas werewolf tale.
That's right, there is. There's also, you were talking about being out in the field, there's also the Christmas scarecrow, which is very much like Krampus.
Oh, you like the Christmas scarecrow.
I love the Christmas scarecrow, and I only discovered him last week.
And we were talking about this in an Uber the other day,
mm-hmm.
as kids do.
Hans Trapp. Is that his name? Hans
yeah,
Trapp. Yeah.
I can look that up.
And I want you to look him up. He's known as the Christmas Scarecrow. And basically, he was a guy who basically, Hans Trapp.
He straight up ate some
he was
kids.
A real. Well, he attempted to. So here's the story of Hans Trapp. Hans yeah. Trapp was a real guy, real dude in real life, okay? He was a rich guy, big dick, big asshole.
He was a farmer, but he was rich.
No, he wasn't a farmer. He was like some guy who had some position of authority.
Oh, I read that he was a farmer yeah. in one story.
No. I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. We're going to get to why he was a farmer. But he wasn't a farmer. He ended up in exile and living off the land. But he was so despised, and he was like a Scrooge-type character. And everyone despised him. He was all about money, all about this, all about that. And he ended up getting excommunicated because he studied the occult. People thought he was practicing witchcraft to become richer.
He was rich and he studied the occult?
Yeah.
Can I have your number?
Well, I don't know if you want to hang out with him after you find out what he did.
I'm joking.
So what happened was he got excommunicated and then exiled. So he went into the woods and he built a little shack.
Yeah.
And he continued practicing the occult. And he went mad and started to fester and want revenge.
Yeah.
And so what he decided to do was to take some old clothes and cut them all up and make himself into a scarecrow. And then he went back into the village at night and he got into one of the fields and he propped himself up on a stick and he waited for a child to walk past. And then when the child walked past, he attacked the child, killed the child,
yeah.
Carried them back to his hut, butchered the child, and then cooked him because he had a insatiable appetite and fantasy about consuming human flesh, especially children. But apparently at the moment where he was about to eat the victim, he was struck by lightning because God had had enough.
Mm.
Which I find extremely baffling, because why didn't God just do that when he was up on the scarecrow pole before
if,
the poor kid?
Or if he had the
he
thought...
He didn't do anything!
Or if he had the thought, like, oh, that kid looks like something that I want to kill. Why didn't God be like, no man. Like, why did he let him do it?
Is that God's sick perversion to go, I want to see how this pans out. Wait a second, you've gone too far.
Well, I've already shit on Saint Nick and I can't shit on God
no,
in the same.
No. I'm not shitting on God. I'm just saying, is this where we've gone on our first episode of shitting on God?
No.
You don't want to shit on God? Is he into it? I mean, maybe he's into it. We don't know.
Not on this episode, my friend.
No, here's the thing. I think it's an absurd story. Obviously, it's not real, but it's the same idea that now, as punishment, the spirit of this guy is now forced to accompany Saint Nicholas
mm-hmm.
on Christmas Eve and terrorize the children
into behaving.
Yeah. And his punishment as a punishment is he can scare them, but he can never consume them.
So I heard a variation on the story, and all folklore has a variation. All folklore, like no matter where it comes from. And the variation is, now I could be missing this up with someone else, but I thought that he killed the children and put them in a barrel, like all cut up. And then Saint Nick came in and he restored the kids back to life and then punished the
guy. I've never heard of that.
Maybe I'm thinking of another story.
Or that's the Indian rope trek.
I don't know, but that's crazy. So what happens with Christmas, and this happens in Icelandic folklore too. I mean, there's a major cat that wanders around and straight up eats kids. And you're supposed to give your children fresh clothing, which it could just be a pair of socks. But you're supposed to do that. And you know, there's all these stories. There's tons of stories. And we could talk about it for hours. But what is it with scaring the crap out of kids?
Because kids are bad.
Are they though?
Well, yeah, I was a holy terror. I don't even want to know some of the things that I did as a kid that I think that this would be a suitable punishment.
Okay.
You know, I went into a store in Toronto, if you're listening out of Canada, called the Hudson's Bay. It's the oldest incorporated company still around. And I went into the Hudson's Bay at the Lawrence Plaza here in Toronto, and I was a little kid, maybe in grade one, maybe grade two.
Yeah.
And I was being forced to put on pants and try them on for school. And I did never. I didn't ever like trying on clothes. Even to this day, I just hold them up.
Yeah.
Like the sweater, it fits, and I just knew because I'm used to it. But anyway, I didn't want to try on the pants, and I flipped out, and I ended up running away from the children's clothing department, only to come back. And remember those circular racks that the clothing hang on?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they still have them now.
Yeah.
I went into the circular rack and then proceeded to urinate on all the pants, so then no other children had to try them on. It was my Christmas gift to kids worldwide. Right?
For those who can't see, I was holding in laughter the entire time.
Yeah, no, but that's true, right? then I went running out and ran over to an Oil of Volay display proceeded to smash the perfume aisle.
Oh my God.
And then we got kicked out of the bay, and I wasn't allowed back in the bay. My poor grandmother and aunt.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the worst
thing. I mean, I think that right there is warrant for a visit from a Christmas demon.
I mean, I don't know if I had a child and they did all of that. I don't know if I could handle that. Like, I would just freeze. The worst thing I think I did as a kid was
I refused.
Well, I didn't have TV growing up.
Poor thing.
Everyone who talks about The Simpsons, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sure. And it's too late for me to catch up. So,
all right, so we had a little bit of a hiccup there. Yeah,
we had a hiccup with the camera. I was saying the worst thing was that I stayed outside in the forest too late, and I was collecting lightning bugs, and my mom didn't know where I was.
Mm.
To be fair, I did have a ghost friend, and I was with him at the time. So he's on my TikTok.
What's his name?
Cole.
Like Cole, like you get from Santa?
That's very on trend. I didn't even think about that.
Very on trend.
Yeah.
You gotta be witty like me, Catherine. You gotta learn the wit.
Excuse me, I'm perfect just the way that God made me.
That's another thing. Santa, Satan.
Same thing to me.
Same thing to me. Mix the letters up.
I mean, both have sexy beards.
But no, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about the name, it's a...
And like, yeah, okay. So let's go back to Krampus for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Why? Okay, so in the movie Krampus, Krampus kind of looks like Santa in some parts.
Yeah.
And the sack and that, there's a lot of things that are very similar.
Well, he's Bizarro Santa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was reading here, like, there was a lot. Okay, so there's a festival every year in former Bavaria and Germany and the like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
the Krampus Parade.
You know, the places. Krampus Nacht. Yeah, which I know I mispronounced that. I'm sorry. I am not German in the least. Yeah.
We'll ask Richard Herfeld how to say
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll talk to Richard Herfeld.
Krampus Karten. You know what a Krampus Karten is?
Krampus Karten?
Yeah.
No.
It's Krampus card.
Oh.
You get those
good. I know what kindergarten is.
Yeah, it's
a place. I know what Biergarten is.
Yeah, I know what those things are.
That was a really bad German
You can
accent.
Combine the two of them together, you get a bunch of drunk kids.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So, okay. So, they have this big festival every year. And they have these big bonfires. Now, hear me out. They have these big bonfires. Guys dressed up as Krampus chasing children around to scare the shit out of them on Christmas. Mm. Fun fact, bonfires during the Christmas solstice are a big part of the celebrations because what you're doing is you're throwing in your rotting vegetables, things like that, unused items. And then for pagans, we actually write down, we write down things that we want to let go of for the year. So I did a little ritual behind me of writing things I wanted to let go about myself down and throw it in the fire. So not only is Krampus running around keeping your kids busy, scaring the shite out of them, you have a moment to breathe and reflect on yourself and be like, I'm going to be a better person this year. Yeah. I'm going to be...
New Year's resolution type thing going on.
I'm going to care less about what other people think about me this year. That's I wrote that.
What it represents.
Yeah. There's a couple
fresh
of
fresh start.
Yeah.
Burn the old out with the old.
Maybe stop eating cookies in bed. You know, just the things you just don't love about
stop
yourself.
Stop eating children in the cornfield.
I mean... That's probably a good start, to be honest with you.
Good start.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's Krampus in a nutshell. It's a really interesting story, a really big part of the celebration, and it really has become more mainstream here in North America through
the movies. in the last 10, 15 years. Yeah. I remember about 20 years ago, a friend of mine, a tattoo artist, had a Krampus book, and it was the first time I had ever seen Krampus. And I was just fascinated by this imagery of Krampus picking up little kids dressed like Old Navy sailors, you know, and setting them on fire.
Well, I have a picture in front
There's
of me.
There's one right there,
from a 1900s greeting card, and it says, greetings from Krampus, and he's got his big old tongue out, and the little boy bent over, and he's trying to lick him.
Yeah, and then the little girl has fruit, because she was good. Because
she was good, and look at...
It's always the boy that's bad, by the way, in these pictures. Go to the next, let's see what else we got here. If you don't know what he looks like, just type it into
There's another thing called
Google.
Perchentlof.
Oh, Perchentlof.
It's a seasonal play.
That's right.
That they do. Nicholas Spiel, which is Nicholas's play.
Yeah.
And that's focused on Adam and Eve's encounter with the tempter.
Yeah.
And Nicholas plays in the competition. So, like, there's a whole thing. Krampus Lauf.
There's booze.
Yes. Okay. My favorite part.
Yeah.
The best way to ensure that Krampus will like you, and I cannot believe we didn't talk about this yet, because it's my favorite part. The big, scary demon guy loves himself a good old cup of peach schnapps.
Sure does.
Peach schnapps.
Of all
things.
That
big, strong, hunky man. Yeah. I mean, that's like the equivalent of a pro wrestler drinking a daiquiri.
I know many pro wrestlers that drink daiquiris.
Oh, wow.
I know one pro wrestler who drinks Seagram's and Seven, but he must have the ice shaved.
Oh, well, everyone's got their preference.
Yeah. Hey, Luke.
You got called out.
Yep.
So that's really interesting. So you can definitely do that. And there's one final bit about Krampus that I find just really hilarious. In some legends, Krampus has a penchant for buxom women.
That's right. He sure does.
I'm safe.
You're safe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to get these man boobs, so maybe I'm safe too.
Yeah, probably. I mean, so that's, if you want to keep Krampus away, peach schnapps and big old boobies.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I mean, people are now sexually attracted to Krampus, and I noticed that in some of the photos of the Krampus knocks that have been put out, Krampus was looking kind of fit.
Yeah, and if you anywhere, even in Toronto, there's a Krampus ball. You know,
I should have gone.
And you know what you do when you get to the Krampus ball?
You kiss him.
No, you gag. No, anyway, you get to the Krampus ball, and they do all these fun rituals. There's dancing. There's the whole bonfire, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
It is now truly a national, international celebration.
Yeah. So, what do you think it is? Is it social media that's spreading how big Krampus is? Like, is it a social media thing, or is it just, like, you know, a bunch of people coming over and...
I don't think people in North America are treating Krampus the way that Krampus was intended.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's adults looking at this and saying, what a cool thing we can add to our holiday that we never had, and we can have fun with it, and it's kind of like Halloween 2,
okay.
Right? It's the second Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, we have things like pickle in the tree, which is a North
American
thing.
I do that. Yeah, I do pickle in the tree.
There's no pickles in my... you can see my Christmas tree is off camera. It's available on my Instagram. I have deer heads, and I have various occult items, and the Doctor Who ornaments.
Sure, and I have a real human shrunken head on my tree.
I did see that, yeah. It's on your Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But I do have the pickle on the tree, and then if you find the pickle, you get a prize and all sorts of stupid things on Christmas morning. But that was something that started... with me in my adult life with an ex-girlfriend who taught me about that.
Who taught you about
and
pickle.
I just kept the pickle. She let me keep it.
Aww.
Yeah, well, she didn't want my pickle anymore.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Get
well,
it?
I mean, Christmas is coming. I'm spending time with my family and the small children. I'm going to take them in the forest and teach them how to survive out there. We might build a small hut.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to drink some bourbon and some eggnog, but not together. And sit by the fire outside and just really try to hope that Krampus will come for me and take me from this godforsaken place. Or, I mean, just really enjoy my time with my family.
Yeah, I'm just staying in and watching movies.
Yeah, as you would. Yeah.
But I do have, before we wrap it up, I have a couple Christmas-related jokes for you.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we
get
go.
Get ready, everyone.
Get ready, guys. So,
get a drink in your hand.
Get a drink. Here we go.
They better be clean-ish.
They're not clean.
Oh.
Why is Santa always sex-starved?
I don't know why.
Because he only comes once a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's down the chimney.
Okay.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Oh, God.
Spooky friends.
So, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Please don't do it. I swear to God, no singing.
Unholy night. Blah, 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 blah. I don't even know the lyrics or the words to any of those Christmas
I had to
songs.
Go to church every single
so
Christmas
did I.
Eve.
I did
at,
too.
And midnight mass.
Yeah,
and
I went to both
I would look
church
for Rudolph and... in the sky and I would swear he was out there.
Oh, you know what my grandpa did once?
What?
He had the dog walk outside and then he pulled the sled behind it in the snow.
That's so sweet.
And then they said that it was Santa and I believed him. Yeah.
That's really sweet.
It was just
what a nice note. Abby behind the camera is dying of laughter.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago. But yeah, anyway, it doesn't.
Abby behind the camera is just dying of laughter.
I was four.
It's fine.
40. No, I was four.
You know, for Christmas for you, I feel like I'm going to get you a Ronald McDonald statue.
No, 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 no.
Story for another day.
No, story for another day.
If you want to know the story of Ronald McDonald, tune in.
I bit someone that day.
Oh, God. I
yeah,
bet.
I bit a woman's leg, my mom said.
I bite someone every day, as a rule.
Yeah.
I do bite. I'm a biter. But yeah, so Christmas, this is our Christmas. Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Yeah, whatever you believe in.
Yeah, to all of those out there. There's tons of other holidays that I didn't mention because I don't celebrate, don't know enough about.
Yeah.
But yeah, very Merry Christmas to all of our listeners, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.
And please tell your friends about the podcast. It is going to be a very long next few months being locked down again in Ontario.
Yeah.
And we're going to be putting a lot of time into this, and let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you want us to cover. Send us your paranormal stories or any experiences you may have. I know I've had, we'll talk about this in the future, a lot of ghosts.
Yes.
Related encounters.
And I'm a paranormal investigator on the side, so I have quite a few as well.
Oh, we had an incredible experience a few weeks back at the Stanley Barracks.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah. But look forward to all these incredible things, and we will see you in my favorite place, the future. Spooky friends, thanks for joining in.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.